Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I am in no way relating this to our previous conversation, but you can't have missed this week that the government floated the idea of relaxing planning rules for cabins and modular homes and that in back gardens. And there's been a lot of chatter about it. I think some men in particular, let's face it, were thinking, a cabin in the back garden, you say. So look, we're going to get some advice now from someone who actually knows about these things, building engineer Kieran McCarthy. You'll know Kieran from the RTE TV show Cheap Irish Homes. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Brendan.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, it'll probably initially relieve some of the stress on the housing market, particularly younger families or maybe older couples who need a change of their living circumstances. So it probably in a short term, yeah. I mean, the jury's out on the medium term. You know?
Okay. So for someone who is thinking of doing this, and now look, this is only a kite at the moment, and like you know, God knows if it'll happen. But if someone is, if this has got them thinking about doing it, what are the various options available to people?
Well, I suppose if you think about the what the planning guidelines will be, like you theoretically you could be allowed to build a 40 square meter freestanding extension the home in your house or a dwelling in your house, building in your house, but you still have to have 25 square meters of garden left over. So that's a big garden. I mean, I wouldn't imagine a newly built three bed semi-detached house would have enough garden space for that. So it's not for every house.
Yeah.
It's for someone with a big enough garden to take 40 square meters and have 25 square meters left over.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not going to be everywhere, right? And then in terms of like the things you can buy, we'll get on to what you can build, maybe the things you can buy. What kind of things are out there and what kind of cost are we talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, people are familiar with the companies that build those the lightweight sheds, the aluminium sheds with the steel frame. Though most of those companies will also give you a kind of a souped up modular version of this dwelling, albeit to date they've been doing it at 25 square meters because that was the that was what was exempted because it's a kind of a high end garden shed, so to speak. Whereas now it's potentially up to 40 square meters. So those companies will give you a shell version with no foundations for kind of 23,000-25,000 euros. So it'll have windows, it'll have an amount of cladding on the outside, it'll have a basic amount of insulation on the inside, but it's unfinished on the inside. You still have to do your own electrics, your own plastering, your own plumbing, fit your kitchen, put on your carpentry, skirting boards and doors and paint and all that
sort
of things.
Okay, so if you want something that's like ready to go then, is that an option? That they do all that for you?
They will do the shell and you'll be bringing your own builder on to finish it and you'll bring your own builder on to do the foundation. So they won't do the foundations and they won't do the finishes. They'll give you the shell.
Okay. So like if anyone had an idea of dropping a pod into the garden that's just looking lovely and modern and all finished, that's not the case. Is laying your own foundation, I'm thinking, is that way more complicated and troublesome than we realise?
Well, it is, yeah. I suppose, look, it depends on what kind of house you have. If you have a house that has only a metre down the side of your house to get into the back garden externally, then you're trying to get a mini digger down that metre and trying to avoid the gas box and everything else and the ESB box and take off the garden gate as you go down. So the digger has to get in and he's to dig out the foundations, probably a raft foundation, I'm thinking, and then all that muck has to be barrowed out and then all the concrete has to be barrowed back in. So it's a tricky operation, and I suppose when you look at the building industry the way it is now, a lot of these groundworks crews who would do this kind of work are busy on housing estates, building 50 houses in a housing estate. So it's going to be hard to get them out of the housing estate and into your house.
To do a tricky job in your garden. Okay. How much is it going to cost to put in a foundation? Ballpark.
Oh, I'd say the foundation could be 10-15 grand, I'm thinking. Yeah, depending on the size and depending on how tricky it is to get into the house.
Okay, a lot of reality dawning here for people. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, speaking to some of the modular home outfits, as I did this morning, they're telling me, like, by the time everything is said and done, you have your foundations done, you've bought your modular home frame, albeit you need to bring your builder in to finish the inside of it. By the time all is said and done, you're probably talking 80-90 grand all in. So even though you might be buying the frame from the modular home company erected for 23, 25 grand, there's an awful lot of extra money that
Okay.
needs to go in beyond that.
And Kamir, how long does that last then, a modular?
I mean, they'd last.
Yeah.
Just they'd last. I wouldn't have any concerns of how long they'd
Okay,
last
okay.
because I mean they are fully. You might have a PVC or a timber clad on the outside. They're the same kind of construction as a timber frame house. So I mean, I wouldn't have a concern with that, really. You
And
know.
Kamir, I know it'll depend on the finish you do yourself and everything. Can they be nice, like, can they look nice from the outside? Can they feel as nice as a home on the inside?
You could, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt you spend a little more, you'll get a lot more. I mean, there are some incredible claddings available on the market now. So you could have a beautiful cladding on the outside that would be bulletproof because it could be a PVC product. You could have, rather than a PVC window, you might have an Alu-clad or an aluminium window. It could be triple glazed. You could fit ventilation into it. So I mean, some companies would potentially give you a passive house version. So this could be as high end as you want, you know.
Okay. And let's talk then about building your own. Do you know anyone who's done that?
I do. I'm aware what a friend of mine did. He's a carpenter,
Yeah,
so
you see, this is it, yeah.
he got a few mates to do the foundations with him. He bought all the frame, so he bought like 6x2s in a builder's merchant, and he built the whole unit himself from 6x2 timber studs. So he built a kind of a timber frame from scratch. It put together a roof. It got a roofing company to put a tor you know a mineral felt on the roof, and he put all the cladding on himself and got he you know you can get seconds windows. So a window company might have sized up a window for a project, and the size might have been wrong. So they most window companies will have
Okay,
a shed full of
but this
old
guy knew
window.
what he was doing, knew the trade and all
He
that.
did. I mean, he's
What I'm
doing it at
hearing
a
from you
fraction of the
is
price.
for the enthusiastic amateur, just get in the professionals and get the prefabricated or the modular. And Kamir, the other question people often have when they spend money on their home is like, if they decide to sell that house at some stage, will they get that money back? Do you think, I know we don't know really, but do you think people will get their money back if they eventually sell their house plus cabin?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that will. I mean, if you're one of 50 houses in a park, the value of your house will be there'll be a ceiling on how much people can spend on a house in that park. So if typically houses are selling for 400 grand, yours might be 430, yet you might have spent 70 grand on the garden room. So it depends on where you are. If you're out in and you've a half an acre of a garden and you've a gorgeous garden room in the back, and it can be used as a lovely ancillary room to the house or for guest accommodations, you're setting a very different product and in a very different setting, and the market isn't as constrained there in your house, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Kieran McCarthy, thank you. You know what? I think a lot of people were wondering about some of those basics of all this all week. So that was really good. Kieran McCarthy, building engineer and director of KMC Homes in Cork. Thanks a lot, Kieran.